See, when we travel, if we have to pay for ourselves to go anywhere, we're always like, what's the cheapest way we can fly?
I'm like, can I sit on his lap?
Yeah,
we're just I would do
the
that.
Extender on there. But if someone's going to pay for us to go somewhere for a job, it's suddenly like we've never flown coach in our entire life. Oh, suddenly, yeah. Like we're upstairs at Downton Abbey. We start, we can't go downstairs. We can't even go with Bates in the side cottage.
So we got flown first class for a job down to New Orleans.
And this is a story we're going to tell you about how we met Richard Simmons.
Yeah. And he sexually harassed Randy.
Good times,
it's a magical story.
Basically the story of America.
It is. Since the Industrial Revolution. All right, so we get flown to New Orleans, and we get to go into the first class lounge.
Another place we don't normally go.
We were very naive. We thought everyone in the first class lounge would be celebrating the fact that they were in the first class lounge.
Party!
I don't know what we thought it was going to be, like the gathering of the juggalos or something like that.
People throwing poo at Tila tequila.
Just spraying each other with orange Faygo soda.
Family! No, it was not that.
Turns out the first class lounge is one of the saddest, quietest places on earth.
Oh my God.
It's just a room filled with a bunch of sad, old, rich, bald, white dudes.
It was like Fox News the night that Obama won the second time.
It was.
It just, everyone's quiet. You could literally hear Britt Hume's eyes drooping even further.
Yeah. People were getting fired from their cubicle. It was weird.
So we're like, I guess we gotta be quiet. So we're typing and we're quiet. Then all of a sudden, in blows what can only be described as a gay tornado.
A gay-nado.
A tor-gato.
A shark-gato.
Sharks are flying everywhere.
It was
amazing. It was like, I know you,
look at you, I'll talk with you, you put that coming out, look at
it
you.
It sounded like eight people, okay? I turn around, it's not eight people. Oh no, it's Richard Simmons in a sky blue $11 velour jumpsuit.
Now, how do we know it was $11?
He told everybody.
Told everyone in the whole lounge. And I would say it was less of a jumpsuit and more of a jumper.
And I have two daughters, so I would say it was less of a jumper and more of a romper.
There you go.
Grown man. Grown man in a romper. Now his hair at this point is so wispy, it was totally messing with the Wi-Fi.
In the whole lounge.
I logged in and out six times while he was standing in that thing.
No, he brushed by me and my phone went from three bars down to roaming.
Roaming.
Roaming in America.
He was off the data plan.
I had to get a special international data plan.
Yes, you did.
Because of his wispy hair.
Now, it was a crazy first class on this flight. Crazier than normal, but again, we don't know what that means.
Here's who was in first class with us. Actress Laura Dern.
Which was weird because we specifically requested a non-Dern flight.
We asked for it, but they didn't give it to
like
us.
It's like a kosher meal. You got to ask for it ahead
All
of
right,
time.
So Laura Dern, her mother Diane Ladd, another famous actress, Richard Simmons, his manager, me, Randy, not sitting together, attractive black woman, her son, and her husband, who kind of looked like Avon Barksdale from The Wire.
It wasn't Avon Barksdale from The Wire. It was so much better.
We'll get to it in a minute.
Now, the culture when you get on the plane.
This is the way of the plane. If you guys are like us, you do the same thing. You get on the plane, you get in your seat, you establish your space, and you expand that
Start
shit as far as you possibly can.
Manifest destiny to the armrest and beyond.
You might throw an elbow, too.
You might throw a Matumbo elbow if you want.
Wag a finger
if you have to. We always get an empty seat in between us, hoping that no one will sit there. But
we're such pessimists that we always assume that the biggest guy is always going to be the guy.
6'8", 350. The guy's got four double downs from Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're like, come on, man.
Come on. It's chicken for bread.
Chicken for bread.
What are you doing to us? And then he walks by and he does the same thing.
Because everybody on the plane wants a small Asian man who can fold himself into an orchid. That's all you
all
want,
Heather.
And that dude wants an even smaller Asian woman who can fold herself into a paper crane.
That's the way of the plane.
But Richard Simmons is like, F that.
Richard Simmons is like, you know what? I'm going to turn us into a sky community, and I'm going to be the sky mayor. So this was his plan.
Richard Simmons gets up on his chair, okay, on his knees. Do you understand that if my daughters did this, I'd be like, sit down like a normal person.
You're seven years old. Act your age.
Richard Simmons, eyes darting around, hair up like a feral squirrel. He's all over the place. Looking at everybody, but talking to he changed the molecular structure of
the plane. He actually did change the structure of the plane.
He was talking to everybody. He started greeting people even though they had just been greeted two steps earlier.
Yeah.
There was a black dude with dreads who walked on the plane and he literally repeated over and over, I whip my hair back and forth.
I whip my hair back and forth. I don't know how he was trying to connect with a black man with a Willow Smith song, but he did. And then he turned around and he spotted Randy and I not sitting together.
He could not wrap his wispy hair around that at all.
How could two people who look alike not be sitting with each other?
Literally, so for the next 3 minutes on the flight, he just stood there and he was like, wait a minute, are you you?
Are you you?
Are you you?
Are you you?
Are you you? What is going on? What is going on? He literally starts writing a Broadway musical. That I would never pay to see.
Yeah. Like Mr. Saigon.
Or Guys and More Guys.
Whatever his musical would be.
Now the plane takes off and immediately Simmons just drops.
I think he's dead. I'm like, where's Aaron Hernandez? Honestly.
Put a mirror under his mouth and see if he's breathing, right? It's like someone took the batteries out of your kid's Furby. He's out.
He's out.
I took this opportunity to talk to the woman next to me, find out who her husband was. It wasn't Avon Barksdale from The Wire.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it was way better. It was the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan.
What? Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang in that house.
Amazing.
At this point, we realized, like, if this plane goes down, we're not even mentioned in the obituary.
Oh,
you know?
No.
It's the RZA, Laura Dern, Richard Simmons, and a couple of Jews who look alike.
That's
all right?
It. If that.
If that. I'd be lucky to get that, right? So I was talking to her and I was like, on the internet, which was intermittent again, Simmons hair. I'm on the internet and I was like, have you ever heard of the Wu-Tang name generator to the woman?
She had not heard of it.
Do you guys know what it is? It's a computer program where you type your name in it and it tells you what your name would be if you were in the Wu-Tang Clan.
It's brilliant.
It's so brilliant. The comedian Donald Glover put his name in there and got Childish Gambino.
That's his rap name.
That's so brilliant. Genius, I can't even begin to tell you. So I was like, let's have some fun. We're on the flight. We have some time. Going back to L.A., what if we put the RZA in the Wu-Tang name generator?
Now I'm over here and I hear him say that. I'm like, don't do that. You do not want to do that.
Why do we not
want to? That's like putting tinfoil in a microwave. You're just asking for problems. Literally, we could go back in time to what is going on. And nobody wants that.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to use that as motivation. I'm actually going to put the RZA in the Wu-Tang name generator. And I did. And you know what the RZA's Wu-Tang name would be?
Alan Dershowitz.
It was amazing.
That's a true story. That's a true story.
It's like it knew because he had the most chutzpah in that group.
He really did.
So three quarters of the way into the flight, Richard Simmons just shoots up.
He's alive.
He's up, right? Walks over to Laura Dern. She's sitting with that wall in front of her in the very first row, right? He sits with his back to the wall, starts stuffing his legs under her chair.
It's like he's stowing himself away under Laura Dern's seat.
Sky blue velour valise. Right? He's underneath there, right? Then he starts just talking to her, and within a minute, they're both openly weeping.
Just sobbing all over first class.
It's so uncomfortable, and then I gotta pee, and here's what happens. I walk up to pee, he stops me, sitting down on the floor, tears coming down from his eyes. He says, I wanna kiss you on the lips, and I wanna take you to Italy.
Now, I've known Randy for most of our lives. I have never heard another grown man say that to my brother. And the big brother in me, I'm 5 minutes older, should have stepped in and been like, hey, Richard, that's hilarious. He's married to a woman. You're such a great guy. But the comedian in me was like, let's see how this shit plays out.
So he left.
This is going to be hilarious.
He left me on the vine to deal with it. I said, Richard, I'm a happily married man to a woman. Are we talking about the Amalfi Coast here?
Because like, he'll
do
that
trip.
Separate rooms.
Or
he'll
a junior suite with a pop-out bed.
He will do that.
Right there. So I literally, effectively shut Richard Simmons down, but here's why Richard Simmons is amazing. Here's why he took the weight off and has kept it off for so many years.
And why he's an inspiration.
He is tenacious, and he is an inspiration.
He knew that the Italy thing was off the table, but he's like, I bet I can still kiss this guy.
So he pretends like he can't hear me so that I'll lean down close enough and say it to him, and he can plant one on my lips. Now, that is genius.
It's brilliant. And he didn't just pretend that he couldn't. He became like a put-upon character in a Tennessee Williams play.
He suddenly is like, it's so hot on this.
It's so
I can't
hot
hear what you're saying. It's so hot.
What are we talking about?
He literally becomes a gay Southern Stephen A. Smith.
He's like, what are we talking about?
It's like the Staples Center's a glass menagerie.
What are we talking about? Kobe Bryant's getting by on the kindness of strangers.
What are we talking about? Come on, Skip. So I turn to Laura Dern, who I've never met in my life. I'm like, Dern, can you help a brother out? She just looks at me weird. Then all of a sudden, Richard Simmons grabs my hand and starts pulling me down. I'm like, Dern, 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 Dern.
Going down.
Then Richard Simmons takes my thumb, sticks my thumb in his mouth, and starts sucking my thumb. Oh.
Not just sucking his thumb.
He was going at it.
He was nursing on your thumb. He was like a goat at a petting zoo with nipple confusion.
All right.
going at the thumb.
And at that moment, I kind of had an out-of-body experience where I started to hover above myself and watch this whole situation play out. And I thought to myself, what would have happened if I would have met a woman in the New Orleans first class lounge and then 3/4 of the way into the flight, I just started sucking her thumb?
I'll tell you exactly what would happen. At that moment, we all would have found out who the air marshal was.
That's right. So funny, as we were like taxing around, because you know what? I didn't hate Richard Simmons. I actually liked the guy. That's how magnetic
he did turn us into a sky. People were talking to each other, white people talking to other white people.
It was an amazing
thing. It was a magical thing.
And so I was just, for the fun of it, I just put Richard Simmons' name in the Wu-Tang name generator, because it's fun to think of Richard Simmons in the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
Just period.
Just because he'd end every song with, and walk it out. Let's walk it out, bitch.
Walk it out, bitch.
So I thought, well, how funny would it be if Richard Simmons in the Wu-Tang Clan? I put his name in the Wu-Tang name generator, and again, they got it right. They got it right. You know what Richard Simmons' Wu-Tang name would be?
The Effeminate Wizard.
You gotta love that.
That's totally true.
You gotta love it. Thank you.
Nailed it.